This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The fierce national debate over abortion is turning the street in front of the U.S. Supreme Court into an open-air forum. A steady stream of protesters has been arriving after the leak of a draft opinion suggesting the justices would overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 landmark ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. Also in Washington today, Trump-era Justice Department officials who say they pushed back on pressure just days before the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Today, the House January 6th committee will hear from them. The AP's Jennifer King.
Lawmakers will hear from Jeffrey Rosen, who was acting attorney general on the day the Capitol was breached, as well as top deputy Richard Donahue and Stephen Engel. Not testifying, Trump loyalist Jeffrey Clark, the former head of the civil division, who wanted to send a letter pushing Georgia officials to convene a special session to reconsider the election results. A letter the White House counsel described as a murder-suicide pact. When Clark informed Rosen that Trump wanted to replace him, it sparked an hours-long Oval Office meeting on the Sunday night, just 3 days before the riot.
President Biden says he's trying to help get those gas prices down.
The president's taken several direct actions to address soaring gas prices, which largely have not worked. Now he wants Capitol Hill to do its part.
I'm calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the next 90 days.
And the diesel tax. The president wants states to suspend their taxes or offer rebates. There's no guarantee they will, and it's an uphill fight in Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. Russia's neighbor, Estonia, is warning, don't sell Russia short as it fights in Ukraine. The prime minister of Estonia is saying the Russians still have plenty of troops who are arriving for the fight. She spoke to the AP. This is AP News. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more on the fighting in Ukraine.
Russia is focusing firepower to seize two villages in East Ukraine. Britain and Ukrainian military officials say Russia has expanded its grab of territory in the east, capturing two villages and vying for control of a key highway in an offensive that could cut supply lines and encircle some frontline Ukrainian forces. In addition, Russian forces are trying to capture areas outside Severodonetsk, the administrative center of the Luhansk region. Now, Ukrainian forces have withdrawn from some of the areas near the city of Lysychansk to avoid the possibility of being encircled. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Washington is working to bring more baby formula into the U.S. from Mexico, about 16 million 8-ounce baby formula bottles, part of the effort to ease the nationwide supply shortages. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.